I work in ER, as usual. Some people bring patient, it's arrested. It's say this American man, but I don't know what identification this man. I receive the patient at the check, it's arrested and start CPR, as usual for any patient. There is no response. And continue for less than 1 hour, the CPR. The patient, no response, and I certified it's received death.
What sort of injuries did the patient have?
Sort of injury, it's carbon monoxide and the smoke inhalation from the burn of the building.
So he had suffocated?
Yes, suffocated, yes.
Did you know at the time who you were treating?
No, I didn't know this ambassador. But after time, from CBR, I suspicious ambassador.
What made you think that it was the ambassador?
I called my senior and the manager about this patient, and then take the American and called, I think it's police.
Did the people who brought the ambassador in, did they speak to you at all?
No.
They just waited outside. They didn't talk to you about who he was or where he had come from?
No. Just bring the patient and leave the hospital.
Some people have told us that it took a long time for the Americans inside the consulate to be brought out because of the trouble outside. That it was not safe to leave the consulate. Do you think that Mr. Stevens might have survived if he had been able to have been brought out more quickly?
Yes, we'll survive, yes.
If he had got out more quickly, he might have survived?
Yes, because there is no injury in his body. It's only suffocated from carbon monoxide and the smoke.